for your summer glow with absolutely fabulous Chez Soufflé, whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection. With nothing but aloe and essential oils blended with 100% shea butter, your skin will glisten in the summer sun. Begin loving the skin you're in daily by visiting your local beauty supply store or our website, afshea.com.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund, LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at NinaShaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at NinaShaz@gmail.com. That's NinaShaz@gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back. My soul shall have no pleasure in
it. No pleasure in
it. Who did you believe in? Who did you believe in?
Good Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like the nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and come to genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you're dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork and pit defy. Y'all wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his kill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake. I'm in the war. You scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though it's not as hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You gotta draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive.
minute to see if they were ready to did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher?
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. I'm coming to you today for something a little different about the Ukraine situation and how they're treating our sisters and brothers of the diaspora. Now, some of those people did go to Ukraine to go to school and everything in their society, but they are not being allowed to leave. But the people who country it belongs to are trying to leave first. But I thought it was that you're supposed to stay home and defend your homeland. At least the men, I can see the women, you know, going to feed them, women and children and things like that, but the men, that's a whole other story. But our people right now, we're caught up in a hard place, between a rock and a hard place. We don't know if we're going or coming. We're caught up in the virtual world. We're caught up in so much stuff. We're caught up in the world that we're not seeing the spiritual happenings around us. We're not seeing biblical prophecy being fulfilled right before our eyes. I just listened to a brother, you know, who talks about these type of things, and he was saying how this could be Armageddon for us, close to Armageddon, not necessarily the whole end of the world war, but more of Armageddon style war. And I'll be posting that on my on our page on an Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'll post that link to that information where he breaks it down perfectly. But our people perish for a lack of knowledge. We don't want to hear anything beyond LeBron James or Kwame Brown's bus life information on all the people who are just drudges of the of our society. We need something a little more uplifting to go through. We need actually not even uplifting. We need more power going through. We need more leadership going through, family. Because right now, a lot of it's going to be lost. And I can see how the Most High said a third will be gone. A third of us can be gone because we don't get it. We don't want to believe what's happening in the scriptures. We don't want to believe what's happening in the word. We don't want to believe that if you just follow his commandments and do as he says, that you will live. Even through all this madness, even with everything that's going on. Because the Most High said that these things were going to happen and they were going to take place. He said it. He said these things were going to take place. This is what's going to happen. And we wouldn't be surprised. We wouldn't be so surprised if we had just waking up. And I'm sure a lot of us have probably gotten a calling or a tugging within our spirit and our souls saying something isn't right. And something's telling you to make a change. And something's calling you to get more spiritual, so to speak. But you ignored it. And choose to assume the life that you had. Because we want to put Christ, the Most High, Yeshua, in a bubble, in a box. We want him to fit our narrative and what we think he should be saying and doing. And that's due to Christianity. Christianity has taught us that it's about the people and not about Christ. They teach us that the laws and statutes are done away with. And the scripture does not say any of those things. The Most High's words have been from the beginning and it will be into the very end. So the best thing for us to do to survive as to what's going on right now is to really get it together spiritually and really take the Bible seriously. Because that's the only thing that's going to save you right now, is getting into that word and getting in touch with the Most High power and to know that there is a true spirit out there. There is a being out there, that we are a powerful people. Israel is a powerful people. We just have to get with it and give the program, understand the reason why we're being treated the way we're being treated around the world. Because it can't be a coincidence that everybody hates black people. Everybody. Nobody likes us. No nation. No other nation likes black people. And to the point now that we don't even like ourselves, but that's a whole other story. But
No one likes us at all, but no reason. And no one really has a real reason as to why they don't like us. Because some of them don't even know why they have the spirit on them. But the Most High knows why that spirit of that is on them. Why the world hates us and degrade us and demean us and keeping their boot straps on our necks. The chains may be gone, the physical chains may be gone, but the mental chains are still in full effect. They still got a vice grip on our spirits and our bodies and our minds. But the Most High knows why He has the world against us. He told us in Scripture. He tells us all the time that He took out His hedge away from us. He left the world after our division. After He scattered us in 70 AD, it's been a wrap since then. And then the big transatlantic slave trade come about to really continue to fulfill prophecy about dividing us into all the nations. He broke us up because we were living so foul and so disrespectful to the Father. We totally disrespected the Father. We didn't want to listen. We didn't obey His laws, statutes, and commandments. And the Pharisees and the priests and stuff like that start doing their own thing and start making up their own rules and laws laws of mouth, not what Most High had gave Moses. And again, those laws that Moses had, the Ten Commandments and all that, those are not Moses' commandments. And we get that used all the time. We always do that. And I think that messes up how we view the Word. Because we still think, we assume it's still coming from man. This book is spiritual. The Holy Bible is spiritual. It's holy. Hence the word holy on the front of it. The holy book. So that's all the word Bible means anyway, this book. Okay? So Moses didn't write anything. He just went up to receive. He went up the mount to receive the word from the Most High Power. After the Most High Power took our ancestors and those that decided to dwell with us, to leave Egypt with us, He took us out. He had to purge us. So about 40 years in the wilderness just to purge us. To purge out the, you know, those that tried, that snuck their way in. It was a little swine that snuck its way in. And Most High had to sever that. But Moses didn't write anything. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're progenitors of the Most High. The Most High made them. Not the progenitors of the Most High. I'm sorry. The Most High made them. He made them. And He made them a peculiar people. He made, you know, Abraham a peculiar person. But it didn't just start from there. It started with Noah. It started from not even Noah. We go all the way back. We go back to the very beginning. The flood. Who was there. And what had happened. And the world has been deteriorating since then. But the Most High said there's things that had to take place. So the flood had to take place. At least that flood had to take place. And there was another flood too. But that the main one that cleansed the earth was done via, you know, Noah. And so the Most High is about to do another purge. There's another great purge coming. The end of what He had planned to purge out this world and get it back to the way He had planned it from the very beginning. Paradise. Paradise, peace, because right now there is no peace, nowhere on earth, even with those people who claim to be the people, right now, if they were the people, and they were in the land where they're supposed to be, then there would be no wars right now, there would be peace on earth, but as we can see, there is no peace, there's wars, rumors of wars everywhere on this planet. No one's living right now. And right now, it's gas prices are up to $4 a gallon, over $4 a gallon. Excuse me, $4.50 in some places a gallon. All because of greed, lust. That's what rules this earth right now. All sins rule this earth right now. Satan rules this earth right now. And I know a lot of people don't believe that there is a being, but he exists. He was in the beginning up there with Christ and everybody, but he decided he wanted to be arrogant, pride. That's why the Most High hates pride. Lucifer became prideful because Most High made him beautiful. He gave him status and everything. Gave him a voice, he can sing and all that kind of stuff, but he blew it because of pride and thinking he can be the Most High power. But that's going on in this world right now, family. There's a lot of madness going on, but we people, Israel, true Israel, Judah of the diaspora, we need you to come to wake up. It's time for you to wake up. It's time to wake up now. We're here. This is it. This is the end of days. You're either in or you're out. You have to make a decision about your life. What is it going to be? Because it's going down whether you believe it or not. And I don't think you want to be the one with as a deer in headlights when everything starts to hit the fan. And it's starting to hit the fan now. So we definitely need to get ourselves together and become stronger as a unit. It's right now, until this thing totally comes to a complete end, right now we still have to live. We still have to eat. So family, if you have businesses, support black businesses out there. Support one another. Don't be arrogant and prideful because you may have got an opportunity to have a come up where your business is flourishing, your business may be flourishing and things like that. Reach out. Connect to other business owners. Talk. Congregate. Start putting together our community, family, because we are a nation. We're not just black. We are a nation. A nation brought over here via slave trade. I know a lot of people want to believe that, you know, I know the thing is going around now about being the FBA, Foundation of Black Americans. And I understand. I understand why the sentiment. I get the sentiment. I get it. But family, is distracting from the fact that we are not traditionally from here. That Most High didn't give us this territory. He didn't give us this land. This was allotted to some people who had melanin, the natives, the indigenous people who were melanated. Yes, he gave them that land. And yes, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Africa and everything did do trade with the Americas before it became the Americas, before it was even known as the Americas. But for the most part, we black people, a.k.a. Israelites, real Judah, from the tribe of Judah, reclaiming our throne, reclaiming our heritage for those who believe in the Most High power and His word, His law, statutes, and commandments. This land is not ours here in the U.S. And I know that the FBA thing, that has a steam engine that's rolling along, and it's fine, it's great, because it does help to build up empowerment for our people. I get it, and I know, and sometimes, you know, we're not close, of course we're not close to our people over there on the continent of Africa. You know, of course we're not. We're a few thousand years away from my ancestors. We're about 400 years or so away from my ancestors. And our people and our kindred over there. That's five over there. Because Africa's a huge continent. It's huge. They make it seem like it's smaller than what it is, but Africa's a huge continent. It holds thousands of tribes over there. And that's our homeland. That's our stomping ground. It's over there. It's rich, rich, rich in minerals and resources and gems. That's why all the other nations want to get a hold of it and have already taken a hold of it and divided it up, divvied it up, because we as people, black people, don't know how to pull it together. We don't know how to connect. We don't know how to bond. We're constantly fighting against each other. We're always thinking that somebody's trying to outdo another, or if someone wants to get over, or you're trying to get over. We have no respect for one another. We have no trust. So how in the world can we expect some people to trust us and want to help us out if we can't even help ourselves? We don't even trust ourselves. We have a lot of cleaning up to do, family. We got a lot of cleaning up of our morals, our character, and our souls. It needs to be clean. It needs to be cleansed, family. Because right now, all these other countries are getting by. But of course, at the end, though, we are going to still struggle. And just be honest with it, because prophecy has to be fulfilled. So yes, we are going to be tormented even more now. We're going to hear a lot more about our black people getting, our black sisters and brothers getting slain in the streets. It's going to ramp up because the nation's going to turn against us because they know what is coming. There's something great coming. And they know the power that we do hold when that other power, that great source, our source of our power gets here. But right now we got to have faith, family. We got to hang in there. We just got to hold on. Just hold on, family. Hold on and have faith. This is where real faith come in at. Because I know a lot of people thinking, oh my gosh, how am I eating this and third and this. But you're still doing it. Trust me, the Most High got you. If you with him, if you got him, he has you. Don't worry. When those plagues were hitting Egypt, the Most High had Israel. He had them covered. Those that were marked with his blood, with his name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that were marked, those whose doors were marked, the death angel passed over them. The plagues passed over them. Everything, nothing touched them over there. And the same is going to happen here for your home. If you're with the Most High and you're showing him love and respect and you repented of your ways, because we were not perfect. We are not perfect. We are not perfect. We were born into sin. Yes, that is the case, but that doesn't mean we have to stay in it. That doesn't mean we have to continue to be a part of it. Because once you know better, you're supposed to do better. Once you know the dietary laws of the Most High, because your temple must be clean. Have a clean temple. Yeah, it may be a little decrepit for right now, but you know she probably even start feeling better. Some of us have illnesses and things like that, not realizing what's wrong. It is our diet. Because Most High gave us rules as to how we can supposed to eat and what we can and should eat. So if we just follow his ways and his rules, we will live eternal lives, family. This is real. And I know it's hard to digest such a thing. It seems far-fetched, but it's true. Most High love you. And right now, it's a war here. It's a war for your soul, Zion. It's a war for your soul. So family, take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Love yourself. And be repentant. Repent of your ways and get close to the Most High Power. Reach out to him. And let him know that you love him. And that you do care and you do have faith in his word that he will definitely be there for you. That he will save you in these end times. And some of us are going to die. Or at least you die in righteousness. So when your return, when you wake, it'd be with the Most High Power. And not with those that's going to that lake. With the snake. So, family, take care. Love yourself and get into this word. Open your word. Get in touch with Christ. Get in touch with him. Get in touch with him right now. With Yeshua. Get in touch with him. Go ahead and reach out right now, because now is the time. There's no more procrastination. There's no more waiting. There's no. He's given us all the time we need. It's here. It's here, family. It's wartime. It's battle. Get your gear on. Get your helmet on. And get your breastplate of defense ready, which is Christ. Hallelujah. And peace and blessings.